Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at January 3, 2024. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce two American-British social media personalities, Andrew and Tristan Tate, at Cobra Tate and at Tate the Talisman. They're best known for their social media grifts, allegations of human trafficking and rape, and anti-Ukrainian rhetoric. Andrew used to be a professional kickboxer, and eventually became a four-time world champion. He became to wider public in 2016, when he appeared on Big Brother. He was removed from the show after 6 days due to an ongoing police investigation for rape. Some years later, the brothers launched a group of websites selling training courses on making money and improving in male-to-female interactions. They also started a webcam business, where up to 75 women were working for him. They admitted the business was a total scam. The brothers launched a website called Hustlers University, a paid platform with an affiliate marketing system, where members receive a commission if they recruit new people to the service. Andrew also encouraged people to spread the content far and wide on social media. Their other websites like The Real World and War Room are also paid services with little meaningful substance. Leaked chat logs show that the latter even ran a PhD course on how to emotionally manipulate women into performing on webcams. Throughout the years, Tates have gathered a large, cult-like following, and his social media campaigns have reached especially young men. -80% of British boys aged between 16 and 17 had seen Andrew's content, and 45% of British men aged 16 to 24 had a positive view of him. Andrew and his brother have been connected to various far-right figures and conspiracy theorists, including British far-right activist at Trobenson New Era, Pizzagate promoter at Jack Posobiec, and of course at Real Alex Jones. Andrew's been featured several times on InfoWars. Out of the two, Tristan has been much more vocal about the war in Ukraine. Some of their views most probably come from their late father, Emery, who already back in 2015 wrote that "Why is America silent when Kiev is slaughtering innocents? Unreal." Both Andrew and Tristan are strongly pushing for the US/Western proxy war narrative, and neither has never condemned Russia for their invasion of Ukraine. Tristan even claimed that Western politicians are responsible for the slaughter of a generation of brave young men. Tristan has claimed that Poroshenko, sick, overtook the country in a CIA-led coup, and then started murdering the ethnic Russians. According to him, Putin tried to mitigate this and the killing for 7+ years, eventually stepping in to save them. All this in one tweet. He's also has called Donetsk, Kherson, Luhansk and Zaporizhia breakaway regions, then comparing the situation to China and Taiwan, completely misunderstanding how countries and borders in general work. According to him, Donbas declared independence from Ukraine. Tristan has naively called to stop the war, but neither of the brothers ever talks about why this is not possible. It's because Russia has decided to decimate Ukraine and at the same time kill hundreds of thousands of their own men. According to Andrew, Putin cured COVID after he launched the full-scale invasion to Ukraine. He's also suggested that the war is some kind of money laundering scheme of the elites. And of course it's a proxy war and, according to Tristan, provoked by NATO expansions. After Yevgeny Prigozhin and PMC Wagner launched their insurrection against the Kremlin, Tristan tweeted that he's praying for all the people of Russia. He's also called Zelensky a criminal, and claimed that he was spearheading the humanitarian aid in February 2022. As a matter of fact, Tristan delivered a bunch of coats and shoes, probably costing $100, to fleeing Ukrainian refugees, and filmed this for all to see. This way he can show his critics that he actually cares. He doesn't, he did it for attention and to sell their BS. In Dec 2022, Romanian police arrested both Tate brothers and two women. All four were suspected of human trafficking, forming an organized crime group, and one of them was suspected of rape. Naturally, they've countered the accusations with their own. Recently, various fellow conspiracy theorists like at Jalupas have come to defend the Tates, claiming that they won't be on the Epstein list, using the infamous "I may be an alleged sex trafficker and rapist, but at least I'm not a pedophile" defense. In Finland, however, the big brother Andrew is best known for his tendency to culturally appropriate Finnish sauna by sitting on the kids' bench in the measly temperature of 50°C, all this while wearing his swimming trunks. And this guy calls himself the ultimate alpha. I have paused personal donations for now. Please support at u24_gov_Ukraine by donating to the Hopak Challenge and sending me the receipt.